AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has seized two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in back-to-back actions in the North Atlantic and in the Caribbean.
Stateless or sanctioned, because the oil blockade, the quarantine of oil out of unsanctioned or stateless, sanctioned or stateless vessels, continues. That leverage will continue.
Meantime, Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio briefed lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Rubio says there is a lot of operational detail that cannot be discussed publicly.
Step one is the stabilization of the country. We don't want it descending into chaos. Part of that stabilization, and the reason why we understand and believe that we have the strongest leverage possible, is our quarantine. As you've seen today, two more ships were seized. We are in the midst right now and, in fact, about to execute on a deal to take all the oil. They have oil that is stuck in Venezuela.
The two ship seizures came just days after the military forces conducted a surprise nighttime raid on Venezuela's capital of Caracas and captured then-President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, whom President Trump is accused of partnering with drug traffickers. The White House says President Trump will selectively remove sanctions to enable the shipping and sale of Venezuelan oil to global economies. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says new guidelines for healthy eating show Americans should eat more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar.
Added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, drive metabolic disease. And today our government declares war on added sugar. Highly processed foods loaded with additives, added sugar, and excess salt damage health and should be avoided. As Secretary of Health and Human Services, my message is clear: eat real food.
Warner Brothers is again rejecting a takeover bid from Paramount and telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street's hot start to the year is cooling off a bit. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index is coming off its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 206 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Oil prices fell after President Donald Trump said that Venezuela would provide up to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. Benchmark U.S. crude fell 1.4%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.15%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A series of wild eruptions at the most active volcano in the Philippines has prompted the evacuation of nearly 3,000 villagers. Intermittent rockfalls were detected, some as big as cars, from its peak crater in recent days, along with a fast-moving avalanche of super-hot rock fragments, ash, and gas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.